back at Texas Stadium. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson. 38-21. Bernie with the lead. Texans now facing a third down and three. Got to get to the 41 for the first down. Give up the middle to Carruthers. He has the first down and is able to push it out to the 44-yard line. If the Texans do not come back and win this game, it is, in fact, Jared Robinson's fault. He just informed me during the break that he wasn't able to park in his normal parking spot. And as anyone who is a sports fan knows, that sort of thing is important.
That's it's not my fault. I mean, if it was up to me, I would have moved the car. But I was on my phone with my wife, and I told her, I said, somebody's taking my parking spot. That's not good.
That's not good.
And she told me not to say that, but
well, back to throw is Weeks now. Going long. He's got Gavin Martinez, but out of bounds and incomplete. They just did not hook up. It looked like Martinez had about a half step on the defensive back. Again, second down and 10.
Yes, yeah, same time we saw that play on the top side a minute ago. Now we saw it on the near side here. And same situation, just a little bit of timing off. JoJo throwing it maybe a second early, and really that ball, what, about two yards out of bounds?
Yeah.
2.5 yards.
And we've said it the last 2 or 3 weeks, Jared. They're just a tick off on their timing and their location, and plenty of time to get it back. But whatever the case, it's second down and 10 now with the ball at the 44. Wimberly takes a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 38-21. Bernie, you're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
.29 left to play on a beautiful Friday night in Wimberley, Texas. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Zach Peterson alongside. JoJo Weeks in the shotgun now. Second down and 10. Fakes the handoff, runs it up the middle himself to the 45 and gets to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 5, and it'll be second down and 5. Now, I think it's going to be third down and 5 now for the Texans. Every possession so important now as they trail by 17. Again, we're back here next week. Bandera, that's the first district ball game. I apologize. Last week on the Fredericksburg broadcast, I kept saying tonight was the first district game. I was wrong. That's the first time. Here's the give up the middle. It's Carruthers, and he powers his way forward. That's a first down. Move the sticks out to the 45-yard line. Texans have been playing from behind so much, Jared. We haven't really gotten a really consistent, steady dose of Moss Carruthers tonight. That might have helped.
Yeah, that was a big play right there on a third down, and you're handing the ball right up the middle.
Right.
And Moss Carruthers really just fights his way for the extra 3-4 yards that he needs. So I've said it before, Wimberley's got a lot of grit. Wimberley outscores Bernie in the fourth quarter. Talked about it at the beginning of the game. They're going to have to tonight.
Fake handoff to Carruthers, left side to Krebs, 40, 35. He tried to split the little crease. He got the first down. He wanted a touchdown, though. He got it down to the 31-yard line. But once again, the Texans able to get the first down.
Yeah, good job by the Greyhounds. He catches that ball, and if he's a tick more patient, two linemen are coming out, and he's got a lot of room up the middle of it. And literally, we talk about it every single time. You got to break one tackle, and that guy got him down. So a big first down, though.
First down and 10 for the Texans. Clock now rolls inside of 10 minutes remaining. Back to throw, looking as Weeks over the middle, in and out of the hands of the receiver, and almost picked off on the deflection as it is incomplete.
Yeah, the double pump right there by JoJo, and Cade just kind of thrown off just a smidge. And it's going to bring up second down here from the 31.
Hey, don't forget to like our Facebook page today and get all of the latest scores, future games, and information about the Texans at facebook.com/Wimberley Radio. Check us out and like us. I like you, Jared.
Hey, there you go. That's one.
That's one.
That's
like.
One.
You've got one like. Second down and 10 now for the Texans. And they're going to give it on a reverse to Stover, who cuts it left and then cuts it right and zigs and zags. And he's close to a first down. I think they're going to give him just 9, though, down to the 22-yard line. That'll set up a 3rd down and 1. 9.5 minutes left to play. Check that, 9:35. Yeah, 9.5 left to play. So it'll be 3rd down and 1 here for the Texans at the Bernie 22.
You know, 3rd and 1, obviously 4-down territory for the Texans. Do you take the shot down here on the bottom side to Martinez and try to go for the touchdown, thinking, okay, we're going to convert on 4th and 1, or do you just hand it to Moss?
Well, they're going to hand it to Moss. There's your answer. He's got the 1st down and more to the 15, and he rumbles down to the 12-yard line. 1st down, Texans.
Man, he's got some big runs here on this drive right now, and just keeping that keeping the momentum on their side right now, keeping the pedal down. So we'll see if JoJo and them can convert right here. They need to convert pretty quick, though, because, again, time is not on their side.
Yeah, clock down.
Is that a country song?
That is a country song. 8:45 left to play in the ball game.
Don't try to sing it. That's not good.
Okay. It's not karaoke night, is it?
No.
1st down and 10. JoJo's going to throw it out left side to Krebs, who kind of slips at the 15. He caught it, but he lost a couple of yards. I think he caught it.
No, it went right through his hands.
I guess not. I thought he had caught it at first. Couldn't see as clearly. 2nd down and 10 now for the Texans. Glass half full, though. It stops the clock.
Yeah, that's that fine deal. You're gaining chunks up the middle with Moss, so if you hand him the ball, he's going to get some yardage. But at the same time, like you said, clock moves. You don't want to get it into the 6 minutes with 2 touchdowns down.
Back to throw is Weeks.
There
throws
he is.
The ball into the end zone and incomplete. Was that Krebs? He was wide open in the end zone.
That's Stover. I see the red shoes. He was wide open, not turned around.
So open. And it was a little high and a little hot, I guess, wasn't it, Jared?
Yep, he just hadn't got through with his route. JoJo pulled the trigger a little bit early right there, but he saw how wide open he was. The guy, the defender on that back is 7 yards deep in the end zone, and Stover's really on the goal line right there. I'm not real sure what he was doing, but those are the ones that you got to complete right there. You got to figure out a way to make them. So it's brings up a 3rd down here for the Texans.
3rd down and 10. Back to throw is Weeks, looking right. Looking into the end zone, back of the end zone. Did he catch it?
Nope.
Incomplete. He's trying to hit his receiver there in the far back end zone. Is that Stover again?
That's Stover again, yeah.
So now it's 4th down and 10. You're 17 points behind. You got a short field goal you could try to kick. Well, I say short. It would be about a 28, 29-yarder. I don't know if you take the field goal now and try to get your touchdowns later. I guess it doesn't matter. They're going to go ahead and go for it here. Trailing by 17. 4th down and 10. Got to get to the 2-yard line for a 1st down. Weeks back to throw. Looking, throwing left to Gavin Martinez, but he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Bernie has held and will take over at the 12. That one didn't look like it was going to work from the very beginning there, Jared. That just never looked like a good play, did it?
No, you know, you got to get 10 yards and you throw it a yard deep in your backfield. That's, you know, you're planning to hope for something different to happen, but doesn't quite develop. And if you're the Texans defense, I'm probably calling about 7-man block box and you're blitzing about every time right here.
Well, and I guess the thought on the 4th down play is you want to get it to one of your electric players and hope that he can step off the 10 yards, but he was surrounded as soon as he caught the ball. Here's Klutz now, fumbles the snap and just falls on it. That's the last thing Bernie needed and absolutely the best thing that could happen to the Texans, but Klutz is able to fall on it. It'll be 2nd down. He lost 5 yards. Good grief, all the way back to the 8.
Yeah, I think everybody in the stadium knew that was more than likely going to be a running play, so they had it stacked up pretty good, but clock still turning, 7:45 left in the game. And Bernie, like you said a minute ago, they're going to use every minute of this clock they can.
Texans, I believe, have a couple of timeouts remaining. They trail it by 17, 38-21 here. And Klutz will turn and give it to Hart up the middle 10 to the 15-yard line. And he gets it out to the 16. That's a gain of 8. And I don't know what Hart's average carry is tonight, but it's over 5 yards, I'll bet you. He's been solid.
Yeah, they've had a good running game all night long. Their pass, I mean, from a standpoint of football, Bernie's played pretty sound all night long, converted when they needed to, and it's a time for the Texans defense, 3rd and 7 right here, to step up.
Long, long count as Klutz runs the play clock down. It's at 6 now. And they're going to snap it with about 4, and they give it to Hart up the middle. Big hole, 20 to the 23-yard line. I think he's got a first down. And we haven't really said anything about this tonight, Jared, but hats off to the Bernie offensive line. Every time Hart gets the ball, he's got running room.
Yeah, and you know, very beginning of the game, we talked about really they didn't use primarily one running back. Are they going to – the chains on the far side haven't moved yet. And
yeah, I think they moved.
Oh, they did move.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's at the 23. They tackle him right at the first down marker.
I see the coaches down here complaining about the spot, so I was curious if they were what they were going for, but they definitely moved the chains to this first down.
Yeah, someone's really on that line judge right now. They give it a Hart again. Good grief. 30, 40, 50. He might go. He's at the 40. Will they catch him? 20, 10, 5. Martinez pushes him out of bounds, I believe, at the 1 yard line. And let's see what they call here. What are you pointing at there, Jared?
I'm pointing at the line judge because earlier I made a comment. 7 seconds is what it took him down to get down and mark the ball. There's no way he has any idea where it was. He
1 yard
line. Right.
Where, yeah.
It was a good call, but holy moly.
1 yard. Martinez was able to track Hart down and push him out of bounds. I bet Hart has 150 yards rushing now after that. At least. He might have a couple of hundred. First down and goal for Bernie now, leading it already 38-21. Texans have the uphill battle, to say the very least, here tonight. Klutz from the 1 yard line.
I believe we'll probably see Hart again right here.
Well,
right?
We've got a new running back in the game.
Fumble.
And the fumble snap, but Klutz gets it and picked up, and he is thrown down at about the 6 yard line. They put Colton Poole in after that long run. I'm sure Hart is over there getting oxygen and water and, you know, maybe a defibrillator. I mean, he's just he's probably exhausted over there.
He's only run a track meet so far.
That's right. They're going to keep Poole in the game. Boy, you just hate that for for Hart to run that way, get it to the one. Now you got to come off the field. He wanted that 6 points, man.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Say, stats are everything in the game.
Hey, and give Martinez a high five too. He
could have given up.
Yeah,
that's right.
He could have given up. He chased him down, pushed him out of bounds at the 1. Second down and goal now. Ball is at the 5 yard line. Back to throw. Klutz looking, and now he's going to throw it to the sideline. Did he get his foot in? Nope. Caught by Hodo over there, but incomplete.
And he is on the track all the way. Man, they were sprinting on that far side over there. So that's a. Just looked like about a yard out of bounds
and
right there.
And that's not Hodo. That's Sherwood over there. All their wide receivers look exactly the same to me. They're all about 6'3". And he is on the track over there injured. Let's take a timeout. 5:03 left to play in our ball game. Our score is Bernie 38 and Wimberley 21. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care, from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete.
Third down and goal from the 5 yard line. Bernie with the ball, trying to punch it in here. Leading it by 17, 5:03 left to play in the ball game. Poole is in is going to stay in at running back for the Greyhounds. Sherwood is up and walked to the bench to get more attention, but he was walking on his own. Back to throw is Klutz. Now rolling right, but they've got him in the grasp, and they throw him down for one of the only times here tonight. He loses yardage back to the 14-yard line where it'll be fourth down, and they'll run Wilson Herbst out now to try the field goal.
Good job by Kevin Rutherford right there, chasing him down on that side. And we've seen Klutz be so elusive in that backfield so many times, and Rutherford gets him around the jersey and grabs him and pulls him down, and going to end up a pretty good field goal attempt right here. What, 31?
31 yards from the right hash. Herbst, the left-handed, left-footed kicker. It is up plenty of distance, but
false
I think
start.
They threw the flag. Yeah, false start, and so they're going to back him up. He's going to have to re-kick. I think that one was good. He had a lot of distance, and I think he banged it right down the middle.
I like Herbst. He picks up his kicking deal and steps off the 5 yards for the for the umpire and puts it back down. I like that. He said, "Yeah, this is mean. Let's just go ahead and put it right here."
Herbst has a big leg. He only kicked one field goal coming into tonight,
and he doesn't kick very hard. I mean, he just kind of stabs at it, but that's in by 20 yards.
Yeah, that's a field goal is up and it is good. 4:12 left to play in our ball game. Our score: Bernie 41 and Wimberley 21. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Bernie has taken a 20-point lead, 4:12 remaining, 41-21 over the Texans. And they're going to kick things off now. Texans will get the ball. A long, strong kickoff, 1 yard deep in the end zone. And Hayden Krebs downs it there. Tell Hayden to go ahead and run that out. What the heck? You're trailing by 20. You might as well try to break one, huh?
Yeah. Kid's got tons and tons of athletic ability. Now, it's you know what? I'll tell you, if I'm him, I'm probably kneeling it.
Yeah.
We've sat here and watched. They've kicked it to him every time, and he just doesn't have the blockers.
Yeah.
They've collapsed, I mean, what, 16, 17-yard line several times?
Yeah.
Just no room to run. So I got to be honest, you know what? I would have I'd probably kneeled it as well.
Well, you save a little time, too.
Yep.
Weeks now with Carruthers in the backfield to his left. Trips right for the Texans. Looking over the middle, throwing quickly over the middle, and it is caught for a gain of maybe 4 out to the 29-yard line, second down and 6. I believe that was Stover on the catch.
It was.
Again, the first district ball game is next week against Bandera. We'll go on the air at 7:15, kickoff at 7:30. Clock is at 3:45 now and rolling. Weeks rolling left, looking, and throwing, and it's almost picked off twice. Deflected once and then almost picked off and incomplete. He's trying to hit. Is that Krebs at the 50?
That is.
He's trying to hit him. Double coverage, and JoJo just trying to make something happen at this point. Stops the clock at 3:36.
And it's tough. Obviously, you're in a situation that you haven't been in. 41-21, 3 minutes left in the game. It's not necessarily a lost cause at this point. You still want to make things happen. You still want to try to get back on stride with your team. But the competition in you wants to make big plays.
Back to throw again. Looking left, throwing left. Caught to the 40 and out to the 45 and stretching it forward to the 47-yard line is Krebs. Is that a late flag that the official threw there near the sideline?
Yeah, I don't quite know. I mean, his helmet got pulled off, so maybe a face mask? I can't, couldn't tell.
Well, we'll see. They spotted it at the 46-yard line. Yeah, it was a face mask. So they'll march off some more yardage here. Well, Texans look like they are on their way to losing their first game of the season. So we will see next week, barring a miraculous comeback here, we'll see if the Texans can bounce back affirmatively against Bandera. I have no doubts that they will. Weeks back to throw. Looking long, looking left for Martinez, and incomplete. And they're all over Gavin in that secondary. Incomplete, stops the clock at 3:13, and it'll be second down and 10 now. Bernie will move to 6-0 tonight with the win. Weeks now will bring his team up to the line of scrimmage. Texans are at the Bernie 39-yard line. Back to throw, looking right, setting up the screen. He's got it at the 35. It's Carruthers to the 30, to the 25, 20. Nice move out to the 15. Far sideline to the 10. And Moss Carruthers finally run out of bounds at the 9-yard line. First and goal for the Texans.
Good touch pass right there. We've seen that play several times in the past couple weeks. Be incomplete right there. Moss comes down with it in a big run after catch. As well from Carruthers right there is going to give a first and goal for the Texans again. This is it's a situation where you want to end it with on a positive note. 2:59 left here in the football game and an opportunity to punch the ball in right here.
First down and goal at the 9. Clock is at 2:59 remaining. Rolling left is Weeks. Throwing, he's got a receiver. Touchdown. It's Mitchell, I believe, or is that Carruthers?
Caden Kowalski.
Is that Kowalski?
Yeah, that's Kowalski.
Kowalski with a touchdown, a 9-yarder, and the Texans get a touchdown here late. Nice-looking play there, Jared.
That was, and we talked about it at the beginning of the Zach mentioned it, too, at the very beginning of it, that they probably more than likely are going to get Mitchell and Kowalski a little bit more involved. We see it, obviously, very late in the game right here, but a good touchdown right there with 2:53 left in the football game. Extra point is up, and it is good.
It is good. Bernie now leads it 41-28 over the Texans. You're listening to Wimberley Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
Remaining in the ball game. Bernie leads it 41-28. Texans have scored the touchdown, and we might be looking at the onside kick here as Bernie has 10 players within about 5 or 6 yards of the 50-yard line. They're certainly anticipating something weird here.
I think the hand teams is out there.
Yeah, here's Coles. Onside kick.
Good
it's
kick.
A good bounce. And let's see, that's Hodo. They put Hodo on the hand. No, that's stinking Fisher who caught the ball.
And he gave the Ezekiel Elliott sign.
Yeah,
you see
he
that?
Did. He said, I'm eating.
Fisher's
a good ball player, isn't he?
He is. He may want to keep his head on a swivel here, though.
Ball now is at the 44-yard line. Bernie will take over. See if the Texans can do something and dislodge the ball. They're going to be stripping at the ball now here, trailing by 13 with 2:50 left.
I tell you what, from a talent standpoint, this Bernie Greyhounds team, whether it's Fisher, Hodo, the quarterback, Hart in the backfield, they are loaded with talent from the top to the bottom. We've seen so many guys do so many things, and then to bring Klutz, the quarterback, into this, and he's a man, he's just come up with so many plays all night long. You got to give your hats off to them, to the Greyhound team.
Here's Poole now, the running back. Hart's on the sideline. He's exhausted over there after a couple hundred yards of rushing. He gets it 1 yard, does Poole. Wimberly will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score 41-28, 2:43 remaining. Texans losing to the Bernie Greyhounds. You're listening to Texan football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
You hadn't got him all night, huh? Well, here we go. Second down and 10. Bernie has the football and a 13-point lead with 2:43 left to play. Texans will be going for the ball here, to say the very least, from here on out. Here's the give to Poole up the middle. Looking for running room. Doesn't have much, but is able to push himself forward for a gain of 3 to the 47-yard line, where it'll be third down now and 7. Texans have a couple of, well, check that. I think the Texans have one timeout remaining. So clock continues to roll here with 2:19 left to play in the ball game.
I think they'll probably keep it. They stop them here on third down. They'll definitely call it just to get the ball back with hopefully what would be about a minute and 45 left
right
on the clock.
Play clock is at 10. I'm not sure Bernie is going to let the play clock go down to about 1, and they may take a timeout here. They're kind of walking toward their sideline. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They may just take a
Yeah, they did call the timeout.
Yeah, they call the timeout with 1 second left to play on the shot clock. It's not a shot clock. It's
yeah,
a time clock.
You
knew what I was talking about.
Well, and between the left-handed kicker and the shot clock.
They have a left-handed kicker out uh-huh here with a shot clock.
That's, he also kicks left-footed,
by the way. That's
amazing.
People are listening to this going, what in the world? Where do they roll this? What rock did this guy come out from under? Gosh. Well, if nothing else, the Texans are going to go into district play, and they're not going to be overconfident. I mean, Doug Warren is going to have plenty to coach them on the rest of this week. And I kind of feel bad for Bandera because I think Doug Warren's going to make this kind of an uncomfortable week for his team, and they're going to be ready to play on next Friday night on the homecoming. I've got a feeling.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. You know Coach Warren, he's going to get them out there, and he's going to – put it back to the grind. And there, you know, last week after the Fredericksburg win, I was talking to a gentleman, and he said that Coach Warren gave him Saturday off. Coming home from Fredericksburg, late overtime
sure
win, gave him Saturday off. I guarantee you Saturday's on tomorrow.
Be at the field house watching film early.
Yep. And bring your pads is what they'll say.
That's right. Third down and 7. Poole in the backfield along with Klutz. Play clock is at 1. He better get it off, and he does. Back to throw. Looking deep over the middle and incomplete. He overshot Hodo, who was asking for the flag. He's not going to get it, though.
No, that ball was.
It'll be fourth down. Good grief, they're throwing the ball. Well, it's a 13-point game. I guess they're trying to get the first down.
Ball's about 10 yards over his head. He's not going to get a call on that one. It's going to be a punt right here.
Yeah.
And it's a
Herbst is going to punt it to Gavin Martinez, who is deep. Herbst has done a good job of punting it away from Gavin tonight.
He has. He definitely has. Well, Gavin always lines up on the near side, and their kickers have been smart all night long. I look for this one to obviously go on the far side. Oh, that kick's over his head.
High kick and a high snap, and it's rolling around. And Herbst gets it and gets the punt away. They couldn't catch him, but it's a short, short punt. Obviously, it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be about a 10-yard punt is all. Texans are going to get it at their own 40-yard line. I thought that was about a 5-yard missed spot there, but at any rate,
that's a terrible spot.
That could have been so much bigger for the Texans there, Jared. That was a great play by Herbst to get that ball off.
That was. And it's a blind play at that point, because if he rolls the other way, yeah. Guy Kipperis is on this side of him and takes him down. Kind of the luck of the draw sometimes what you get. Herbst rolls the backside. He's left-footed kicker.
Yeah.
Not a left-handed kicker, by the way.
That's exactly right.
But he could be left-handed, too. But anyway, left-footed kicker, and he rolls on the far side. And, then of course, we get a spot from the guy that, you know, he's been my friend all night long, the line judge on the top side. We've agreed on every play.
That's exactly right. You're not telling the truth right now, Jared.
Yeah, that's ball, okay. We're on the radio.
Ball is at the 41-yard line now. Texans will take it, trailing by 13. Weeks back to throw, looking left, and he's going to throw it out left and incomplete. He was trying to hit Cade Stover, but Stover was well covered. Kind of a little wheel route, it looked like, wasn't it? He faked
it was a fake reverse that what Stover scored on earlier. They faked it, thinking, okay, they're going to collapse that close side, but Stover just he couldn't fight open. Good coverage here on the bottom side by the cornerback.
Clock is stopped at 1:32 left to play in the ball game. I think that the Texans have a timeout remaining, if I'm not mistaken. Sort of a moot point, though. The point is to score here. Here's Weeks now over the middle. Stover has it to the Bernie 45, and down to the 42 is Cade Stover. They'll stop the clock now to move the chains as Wimberly moves quickly to get to the line of scrimmage. Stover kind of slow getting up, but he does get up, and he gets back to his position in the slot. Clock is at 1:23. Good job by Weeks to get the next snap off. He throws it to the left side to Martinez, who catches it, steps out of bounds, a gain of, well, he's right at the sticks. That looks like a 10-yard gain. I think he got the first down to the 32.
Yeah, they're
going
to give
it
to him. Yeah, they're going to give him the first down right there.
All right, if the Texans can strike here now, this thing's going to get real.
Yeah.
Real interesting suddenly.
Dare we have Fred all over again.
Good grief. They trail by 13 with 1:17 left. They're at the Bernie 32-yard line. Kind of need to go up top here real soon. Duh. Back to throw is Weeks. And they're going to blow the whistle here prior to the snap. I don't see any flags. I don't know if somebody.
It's on the top side. It's going to be false start. And it's going to be an awkward one that you don't normally see. Seth Hooper on the top drops his mouthpiece and goes down to pick it up while the snap's being there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Really?
I sat here and watched it, and he leaned down to pick up the mouthpiece, came back up, and it gets the false start, which by rule technically is a false start, but it's not one that you see called a whole lot. But the line judge and I agree on everything.
Well, of course you do. Backed it up to the 37 now, first down and 15, but that's kind of pointless. Here's the throw over the middle. Caught over the middle. Tough catch. Nope. Did he catch it? Nope.
No.
Incomplete. In and out of the hands. I thought that man had caught it, but it's incomplete, and the clock stops at 109. It'll be second down and 15.
Yeah, that's a tough play coming across the middle right there, and it's a ball's kind of thrown behind him a little bit, but if you ask Hayden, that's probably one that he wants to go back and catch. Would have been a first down, but needless to say, takes a big lick across the middle.
Yeah, and he knew that was coming too, I think.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They're dropping back in coverage. You can see here they got three-man front.
Back to throw. Weeks again, looking deep. Now he's going to throw it right side and incomplete. He was trying to hit his receiver Krebs over there and kind of in the right flat. It'll be third down now in 50. 105 yeah. Left to play.
And you said it a minute ago, this is that position that you got to strike quicker than later. I mean, you don't want to leave yourself. You can still come back, get an onside kick, and have the opportunity to score, but you've got that. I think you're right. I think they got one more timeout. You've got to get it here. Really, 2-3 plays max is all you've got right here.
Trailing it by 13, 41-28. Weeks now, rolling right, looking, throwing, and incomplete. And it looks like the way Bernie's playing defense, they're playing back in that secondary. It looks like they got 20 people back there. There's just nobody open, and it's fourth down and 15.
Yeah, that's a big play rolling on the far side. Just kind of a no man open right there. Just good defense by the Greyhounds.
Clock is at 58 seconds and counting. If the Texans are going to have any shot of winning this game, they've got to convert this, obviously. Fourth down and 15 from the 37. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking, stepping up, throwing long into the end zone and incomplete. Stover was running into the secondary, and he was double covered. That didn't come anywhere near being complete. And Bernie will take over with 51 seconds remaining. And that ball was snapped on the 37, and they're going to spot this out on the 36 following the incomplete pass.
They're going to move it.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
They'll move that back.
Thank you very much. They heard me.
Yes. Well, they have a microphone in their heads for directed to us, so that's a plus.
Ooh, that won't be good.
Yeah, that's not a good call, especially all the great things I've said tonight.
Yeah, you're going to be the one that gets called on the carpet on that.
Yeah, no wonder I lost my parking spot.
First down, that's right. First down and 10 now for Bernie. And let's see if the Texans are willing to just let them go into victory formation and call it a night. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think they can stop it, truthfully.
Klutz is going to stop. Well, I thought they might get in there and try to strip it or do whatever, but nope. Bernie's going to kneel down. And they'll probably have to snap it one more time, and that'll be the ball game. Certainly stay with us after this one is over. We'll have our post-game show as Bernie tries to finish this one off. 41-28. Klutz now will make the last snap of the night. And there you go. This one is history. Talented Bernie team comes to Wimberley and remains undefeated. It is Bernie 41 and Wimberley 28. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes. Offering comprehensive cardiovascular care, from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.